Hello, this is Faye Emerson with a program in the series called Crossroads. Stories of people at the crossroads of their lives. What happens to old troopers of the theater? There are those who played by gaslight and walked on stages no longer standing. A very few, went on to become theater greats. But in countless rooming houses and faded old buildings in the cities, the one-time supporting cast, and even those who got top billing, sit and wait. The stages are quiet. The pits are empty. There is only time, memories, and pride. Today's story is about someone we'll call Catherine.
I was born in Ireland, Drogheda, County Louth, 1889. I came to America, 1911, opened at the Fifth Avenue Theater, always doing a single, Comedienne. Well, I worked all the Keith time, the Low time, the Proctor time. I even played the part of Queen Elizabeth in Paul Green's Lost Colony in North Carolina. We rehearsed a month in Chapel Hill, and I played the part of Queen Elizabeth for 2 years. 1937, our late President Roosevelt came to Manteo, North Carolina, and I shook his hand, and he shook mine. I kissed his hand, and he kissed mine. Being that I was the queen, I had my hand kissed by Sir Walter Raleigh and everybody all during the play. Well, then, the show closed. Other shows that I was in, The Girl in a Taxi, The Girl Behind the Counter, Country Girl, and in vaudeville. Now, I'm 65 years old, kind of a little old now for any more show business. However, I do a little gay 90 once in a while. I'm always willing. I worked 1949, the USO show. Traveled 28,000 miles. Then I was feeling pretty good and able to work good. Now I'm a little bit shaky.
A lady of the theater. A Queen Elizabeth who in one evening had her hand kissed by Sir Walter Raleigh and President Roosevelt and everybody. These are memories that don't dim, even when one is getting along in years.
2 years ago, I went to get measured for glasses, and the specialist told me I had cataracts. So I had 2 cataract operations. That's why I'm wearing these glasses. They put me back quite a bit, you know.
Catherine remembers her first show, even though it was way back in 1911. And she also remembers how show business was in those days.
My first show was at Fifth Avenue in a vaudeville, all by myself. I did 4 character changes. I did a Dutch girl, an old widow, and a comedy wedding with comedy wedding dress, and a Scotch gal with kilts. Never was paid for rehearsal, but if you was in a good show that looked as though it was good, after 2 weeks rehearsal, you get a few dollars for expenses, that's all. If a show closed and there was a few dollars in the house, they would share it around, which was very, very little, because the manager nearly got what was best. He got his first, and the principals or the chorus girls got theirs after. So there wasn't much.
In those days, it was easy to get stranded on the road, and Catherine remembers how it happened.
When we were in vaudeville or in shows years ago, they didn't have to put a bond up. Therefore, we could probably rehearse a month and open a couple of days, and then a notice put up on the board that the show had closed. Therefore, we had no money to get back to New York, and we were all at our wits' end, not knowing what to do. So, any of us had any jewelry or anything? In fact, I pawned many a ring and watch, anything to get us a few dollars to get back to New York. Never was a bond now in our days before a manager or a producer takes a show out, he has to put a bond up.
Theater in those days was risky business for actors, and you couldn't save very much.
Oh, I never saved a dime. And always, you know, theatrical people, they just live up to what they make.
The years passed, and Catherine married. Her husband was a stage electrician, but not many years after she married, her husband died. She kept on in show business.
Well, we went out with a show, and it was called Around the Town. It didn't do so good. We opened about, we rehearsed for about 3 weeks, and then we opened two nights and no audience, so we was all stranded.
Another watch, another ring, another pawn ticket. Then came the Depression, and Catherine was out of work for a while. By the time it was over, she was already well along in years, and she took as many jobs as she could, but jobs came hard, and so her daughter had to move in with her.
She's been in show business all her life, too. She's a cashier now in the Tivoli Theatre, but she used to work with her husband, you know, Harry Holmes and Company. They had a very nice act. Her husband passed away, so just the two of us together now.
The things she once owned are just as widely scattered as the stages on which she played. A trail of objects that she values, lying in pawn shops all across the United States. Where are they?
You'd like to see my pawn tickets? Well, I have a ring in pawn in Boston, and I was there with a gay 90 show, and the theater burned down. None of us got a dime. So I pawned my ring for $65, which is safe. I paid the interest on it. Another time, we was in New Orleans, and the show closed, and I pawned something there, pawned a diamond watch that I had, got $135 on it, and I helped another lady that was a very dear friend of ours. She paid me back, but I didn't get the watch yet, but I'm paying on it, interest, it's safe. I still got a couple of rings in the pawn shop now in New York on the corner where I live, which I hope to get out. Just been a little tough luck, since my daughter's the only one that's working, you know. And we're paying $55.20 for our rent, and it takes a little gathering together to eat and pay rent and pay dues and clubs and everything.
Life looked very hard, gathering the month's rent, somehow scraping together the dues for the theatrical clubs, which meant so much to her. And then, when she was 65, things changed for Catherine. For her, it was a wonderful change.
Now, I'm very, very pleased to say, at the age of 65, I'm getting my Social Security. I get a large sum of money this following week coming, which I intend to take my daughter, which is 51 years of age, down and have a little vacation. And then with the money I get from the Social Security, I'm able to help my girl with expenses, rent and things, and help myself.
Social Security, paid for through the years by small payroll deductions and employer contributions. And now, at 65, coming back to her as old age insurance, was something she'd never thought about while she was working. But it was a proud day when the good news came.
I just got this letter last Wednesday, and I was all excited when I read, because entitled to old age insurance benefits under Title II of the Social Security Act, payable monthly beginning with the date and in the amount shown above. Your first check will be in the amount of $187.20.
And after that first check, which covers 6 months, she'll get a check every month as long as she lives. The difference between struggle and a secure old age. The difference between trying to make ends meet and living with dignity. What about her plans and those many keepsakes that she loved so well sitting in the pawn shops?
Oh, yes, but I'm paying interest on them. When I get this money, I'm going to send for a couple of them.
With her new lease on life, Catherine has still other plans for the money she will draw through her Social Security.
I lost a front tooth, you know, the baby's little song. Santa Claus, bring me a front tooth. Well, mine, of course, I'm like an old horse. I'm beginning to go gradually. And right in the very front, the tooth went. So I'm going to see the dentist and get a tooth, and I've never had a cavity.
And so, there are no regrets. A youth spent in the theater, a middle age in which one might play Queen Elizabeth, and finally, a secure old age. But it was not an easy life. Would Catherine recommend the theater to people if they want to get rich?
Oh, no, not to get rich, Wallyford, I should say not. Not without your, just the teenagers now. That's about everything now. The younger generation, of course. There's plenty of work for the younger generation. See, they have to protect you now, you know. They didn't when I was working.
When one is young, youth seems as if it would last forever. But when it's gone, it must seem gone a long time. But if you can relax, knowing the future is safe, more than memories may come back. Well, even a comedy routine done on a now silent and forgotten stage years ago.
I come out dressed as a comedy wedding girl, and I've been courting a chap for years, and I introduced him to my mother. And he never married me, but married my mother. Now here's a little bit of it. In our little village there has been a tragedy. Dearie, dearie me, what a terrible tragedy. I'm Mary Ellen Bottomley, today I should have been wed. It's a good thing that I wasn't, and so everybody said. 9 o'clock this morning at the church I turned up, and my mother turned up, and my dad turned up. Our sister Gert, and my big brother Bert, and the preacher with his short white shirt turned up. No bridegroom with a ring turned up, but a telegraph boy with his nose turned up, brought a telegram which read, sure, he didn't care to wed, and we'd find him in the river with his toes turned up. So there was I, waiting at the church, waiting at the church, waiting at the church. All I know,
the rooming houses, the faded old buildings, the quiet stages. Although your trade or work may be far different from Catherine's, your path and hers may cross in the files of the Social Security Administration. For you, too, this may mean security. So please listen carefully to the Commissioner of Social Security, Mr. Charles I. Shotland.
For 9 out of 10 working Americans and for their families, Social Security means protection at certain great crossroads of their lives. So please be careful of your Social Security card. When you go for a new job, show your card to your employer. Many people, like Catherine, work for a great many different employers. If this is true of you, be sure that each employer has your Social Security number correctly listed in his records. The earnings your employer reports for you are all recorded in your Social Security account under that number. By being careful now, you may save yourself anxiety later when you reach retirement age, for your Social Security benefits and those of your family will be figured from your Social Security account. Also, tell your family about your Social Security. If the breadwinner in a family dies, Social Security helps his dependents by providing survivors' benefits.
This is Faye Emerson inviting you to listen again to Crossroads, stories from the files of the Social Security Administration. Crossroads is produced for the United States Department of Health, Education, and Welfare by the Center for Mass Communication at Columbia University. Catherine's story was edited by Robert S. Green. Thank you.